This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Santa House will be allowed on the lawn at Rock County Courthouse, but only during an event. The Santa House cannot remain there when not in use, as has happened in the past. That's the clarification given by Rock County Commissioners on the policy in a letter to the Main Street Steamboat Springs Board on Tuesday. Rock County Commissioner Sonia Macy's said in a letter on behalf of the commissioners that the use of Santa's House has not been denied for the lawn of the Rock County Courthouse. An event application has not been submitted, so therefore nothing's been denied. Macy's says the City of Steamboat Springs has expressed interest in having Santa's House in the new Civic Plaza. City Council President Gail Gary confirmed that is being discussed and explored. There's a lot more on this on our website. Two sheep have been killed by a wolf or wolves in Rio Blanco County this month. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the ewes were killed last Thursday and on Sunday. An uncolored wolf that came over from the Copper Creek Pack in Grand County has been killing at least 6 head of sheep this summer in Rio Blanco County. Then CPW says a team tried to shoot that wolf in August, but they searched for 6 days, couldn't find a carcass. Is it the same wolf? Travis Duncan with CPW says they believe the depredations are connected to an uncolored wolf, but they have no way to confirm if it is the Copper Creek yearling unless they get a biological sample. Today is a lockdown drill at Steamboat Springs High School. Families have been notified in the parent newsletter. The Community Agriculture Alliance has received a $5,000 micro grant. That's from the Colorado Grain Chain. The Bust of Steamboat celebrating 25 years of breast cancer awareness. The movement supports women in Rout and Moffat counties with mammograms, wigs, and support during treatment. Find out more at thebustofsteamboat.org. The rain Tuesday caused a delay in paving along Highway 40 at Downhill Drive and Riverside Drive. It will be happening today, then striping is happening the rest of the week. That's just west of Steamboat Springs. Be aware of delays. The Steamboat Springs High School girls flag football team dominated in their first Chassa State playoff game Tuesday night, beating Regis Groff 32-6. The next state playoff game, 2:15 this Saturday versus Pomona. That game's in Arvada. The Sirocco girls volleyball team has a home match tonight against Vail Christian. The Ski and Sports Swap coming up October 25th at Howell Wilson Hill. Consignment tags can now be picked up in the office at Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club. That's at the Lodge at Howell Hill. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.